This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Mills College in Oakland has had plenty of firsts. The first women's college on the West Coast. The first women's college offering an undergraduate degree in computer science. And as of the beginning of the month, it became the first single-sex college in the country to create a formal and inclusive admissions policy for transgender, genderqueer, and gender-questioning applicants. Mills has been accepted students with diverse gender identities for years, but now that the policy is on paper, it's already giving students even more of a space to express their true identities. KALW's Angela Johnston has the story.
Skylar Crownover walks me through the tree-lined streets of Mills College and through buildings with red clay roofs. Students constantly wave hello as we make our way to the center of campus.
Zero anonymity on campus.
Crownover is a junior this year and the current student body president.
I just feel so lucky that I get to learn on this campus.
But it's not just because of the academics or its beautiful setting. One of the reasons Mills is so important to Crownover is because the college's mission now explicitly supports his identity.
You know, it's always shifting a little bit, but in this moment, I currently identify as a transgender male. Trans man.
That means Crownover was born female, but identifies as male. Today, he is wearing baggy jeans, a red t-shirt, and has spiked bleach blonde hair. Crownover prefers to use male pronouns like he, his, or him. Even though Mills is a women's college, it welcomes transgender and gender-neutral students. On September 1st, Mills formally clarified its admissions policy. Now it says that students with a wide variety of gender identities are allowed and encouraged to apply.
The mission of an all-women's college was originally to provide access to higher education for the oppressed gender. And when Mills was founded, that was women. And now moving forward in society, if we're updating that mission, it's providing access to higher education for the oppressed genders.
Including women, but also genderqueer students, gender-questioning students, gender-neutral students, and transgender students, like Crownover. But Crownover says the policy is about more than just who gets to go to school here.
I have been asked by various people, like, why are you at Mills? If you identify as not a woman, why are you at Mills? And I think having this policy and groundwork, like, finally written down allows me to say, officially, because the mission of the school supports my identity and who I am as a person, and that's why I'm at Mills.
Figuring out who you are can be a big part of a college experience. Crownover thinks the new policy will let students feel more comfortable being themselves as soon as they set foot on campus, regardless of their PGPs, their preferred gender pronouns.
So I can walk into any space on campus and say, hi, my name is Skylar Crownover, and my PGPs are he, him, his, and nobody's going to look at me like I have two heads.
The college application process can be already very daunting for students.
That's Brian O'Rourke, the vice president of enrollment management at Mills.
To then have to call up a stranger in the admission office and say, am I eligible? I'm interested in your school, but would you even accept me?
O'Rourke says enrolling students with a wide range of gender identities doesn't mean Mills College is going co-ed.
We are exceptionally proud of our identity and history as a women's college. That's part of the reason that we've moved forward with this policy is because we believe it's important and it's in the DNA of women's colleges to question traditional gender roles and gender stereotypes and gender identity.
Mills typically hears from 3 to 5 students per year who say,
I identify as gender neutral, or I was born a female, but I'm considering a transition to male. If I'm admitted now, will I be able to graduate? And of course, our answer was and continues to be yes.
2 years ago, Sanj Basha was one of those students. Basha meets me next to Mills' century-old bell tower, El Campanile. Basha is a senior and identifies as genderqueer or gender nonconforming.
Which basically means that my preferred pronouns are neutral gendered or non-gendered, which is they or them, as opposed to he or she.
Basha also played a big role in shaping the new policy. Basically, it says if you are legally male, say on a birth certificate or a changed birth certificate, and you identify with the male gender, you cannot apply to the undergraduate program. If you fall into any other category, you're welcome to apply. For Basha, having this clarity would have made a big difference for their first year at Mills.
I think it would have prevented me from almost dropping out, which I did my first semester.
Then they weren't sure if they were welcome. Now, with the policy, Mills is an even better fit. Still, Basha says there's a long way to go. Like admission to college, the new policy is just the beginning, the first step toward changing the campus climate.
You know, I've had experiences in the classroom that put a really bad taste in my mouth.
Like being called the wrong pronoun by a professor, Basha says, or not having access to gender-neutral bathrooms on campus.
There are things that are so deeply ingrained in how we're socialized in the rest of the world. A lot of it has to do with language. You know, not just honoring someone's identity, but really working on deconstructing how we make assumptions about people on the most basic level.
Basha says this can be solved by educating staff, students, and professors. And they hope other single-sex colleges will catch on, especially schools like Smith, which denied a transgender student admission last year. Earlier this week, Mount Holyoke College in Massachusetts announced it would adopt a similar admissions policy to Mills.
We're just making it known that part of a civil rights movement that's currently happening is a queer rights movement, and that people who don't want to be going to co-ed colleges and to be experiencing all of the oppressive dynamics that happen within that binary have a place to go. And not all single-sex colleges do that.
Mills, they say, is a place where they can be themselves, regardless of their identity. In Oakland, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.
To find more stories on education around the Bay Area, go to kalw.org and click on Cross Currents.